I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. A lot of ink and airtime has been spent recently on the harsh tone of the current presidential campaign, the attacks, the smears, the hateful comments. Usually we're talking about what the candidates are saying, but it's not just them. Journalist Julia Yaffe recently wrote a profile of Donald Trump's wife, Melania. It was published in GQ a couple of days ago. And since then, Yaffe has been barraged with insults and threats, many of them violent and many of them anti-Semitic.
Basically, I woke up yesterday morning to find that the Daily Stormer, which is a white supremacist website, wrote a piece saying that I had attacked Empress Melania, the wife of their glorious leader. Those are their words, not mine. And they basically asked everybody to send me a tweet saying how it made them feel. So basically all day yesterday, I was getting some pretty vile images in my email, in my Twitter feed, you know, caricatures of Jews being shot execution style, you know, a Back to the Future poster redone as Back to the Oven, suggesting that I would look good on a lampshade.
Yeah, I mean, it's really horrifying. That white power organization, were they kind of like the troller zero, the first to strike?
Yeah, I think they were the ones who basically sent I'm just getting all of these. This is what it's been like for the last.
You're getting more.
Anyway.
Wow.
So, sorry, ask me that last.
Yeah.
This is what it's been like. So ask me again.
Yeah. So was that a white power organization? They were the Troller Zero, the first to strike at you?
Yes. And they did that because Melania Trump wrote a post on Facebook expressing displeasure with unnamed inaccuracies in my piece. And saying that I had invaded her family's privacy. So this white supremacist organization reproduced Mrs. Trump's Facebook post and basically asked people to come tell me how they feel. The tweets are, while disgusting and egregious, what has been weirder have been the phone calls that I've been getting even late into the night about inquiring about the inquiries I supposedly left about caskets and homicide cleanups at my house.
Wow. So, I mean, are you worried? Because, I mean, some of them sound like, imply, are death threats.
I mean, it's unpleasant to be sure, but, you know, I've gotten blowback for my pieces online before. You know, as a journalist, this is what comes with the territory. This is just, you know, going after my religion and ethnicity. And the volume and the way that basically a whole army seems to have been snapped into action is more disconcerting to me than the specific phone calls, because it makes me think that, you know, given Donald Trump's hostility to the press, suggesting that we loosen our libel laws so it's easier to go after journalists, you know, getting people at his rallies to boo at the press constantly, vilifying journalists. And while we have to have thick skins because of the nature of our profession, you know, and I'll get through this and I'll be fine. The question is, what does this imply for our country and the healthiness of our public discourse and the freedom of our press?
It's implied in your article that Melania Trump knew you were writing this story for GQ. She is the wife of the top running Republican presidential candidate. Do you know what inaccuracies she's talking about?
Well, of course, we talked to Mrs. Trump before we published the story. The story was thoroughly fact-checked. The GQ legal team went over it. We even had lawyers in Slovenia look at this piece. We really shook this thing up and beat it up to make sure that we were all 100% confident in every word of the story. We have yet to hear from the Trump campaign what inaccuracies they're talking about. The only thing that that Mrs. Trump did mention explicitly to me was that she believed I was invading her family's privacy. I can understand that. She is an intensely private person. And, you know, I think that as uncomfortable as it is for her, and I know that this was one of the reasons she wasn't so hot on the idea of her husband running for president, this, unfortunately, is what comes with the territory of being the wife of the presumptive Republican nominee.
The profile of her, it may be cheeky in its style, but it's not unflattering. And at the end of your article in GQ, you quote one of Melania's rare lines from The Stump. As you may know by now, when you attack him being Trump, he will punch back 10 times harder. Do you have any reason to suppose this is what's happening to you right now?
I don't think, and I don't know, that Melania Trump sent these anti-Semitic trolls to my virtual doorstep. But she did express displeasure with my article. She named me. And this is what happened. And this has happened to other journalists before me, and I'm sure it'll happen again.
Julia Yaffe, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Julia Yaffe there telling us about the threats and insults she's received since her profile of Melania Trump was published by GQ. As she noted in one of her tweets, her family arrived in the U.S. 26 years ago from the Soviet Union. They were fleeing anti-Semitism. Julia Yaffe is also a contributor to Foreign Policy and the New York Times.